KX93.5 online, on digital, and on your little widgety things on your phones there. You know, those little, what do you call those? Apps. That's right. And on 93.5 FM in Laguna Beach, we are KX93.5. All right, I'm stoked, I think is the correct terminology, to have Cloud Control in the studio. Say hello, gentlemen and lady.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello. That's right. Now, we know the mics. I'm terrible at keep getting mics working. I think we're all right. I think we're on. And I'm always a bit nervous around Australians.
Why?
Why is that?
Because I'm British. You know what I mean? I always feel like you're just cooler than me. I mean,
cool. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know, you're always taller and better looking.
And more tanned.
Tanned, yeah. Actually, you guys don't look tanned at all.
No.
No, you look like you've been on the road a while, actually.
Yeah.
How's the tour going?
It's good. We just finished in LA, downtown LA last night.
Yes, at the, what do you call that gig? The Satellite.
The Satellite, yep.
I read about that, and it was good?
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a really good time.
Crowd were nice to you?
Oh, real nice.
Crowd was nice. Stage was nice.
Mexican was nice.
Mexican burrito twice.
Pre and post show.
Pre and post show Mexican truck was nice.
We call that the Mexican sandwich.
Right. Well, when you said Mexican was nice, I'm like, what? They provided you with a Mexican? What does that mean? Kind of a rider is that?
We were just talking about the food.
Right. Mexican food was nice.
We'll have to make that clearer next time.
Right. That's like what that they call Mexican food in Mexico. They call it food. Right? Do you know that band The English Beat?
No.
No, they were called The Beat. And they were like a famous ska band back in the 80s.
True
before
story.
You were born. Right, yeah. But they out here they call them The English Beat. That's what their name is.
That's incredible.
Yeah. So I tell people that the name is actually The Beat. So anyway, let's go back to your this band. They're all way too old for you anyway, The Beat. Here is my bit of paper that I printed last night, and it says that you were formed in the Blue Mountains near Sydney, Australia. That sounds romantic.
Yeah, it is. It is very romantic. Yeah.
Is it beautiful there?
Very.
Is it as beautiful as Laguna Beach?
Well,
we haven't seen it yet.
We haven't seen Laguna Beach, so I'm not sure, but it probably is.
You're all still half asleep, aren't you? I don't blame you. It's a bit early in the morning.
What do you mean?
So, the band has supported a host of local and international acts, including Arcade Fire, favourites on this.
Yeah, check.
Brilliant.
Favorites.
Check. Absolutely. Vampire Weekend.
Woo!
Check.
Yeah, nice. Supergrass.
Oh, yeah.
They're very British. All right. I'm in Supergrass. The Magic Numbers, that's cool. Yeah. I've never heard of Yves Klein Blue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that got on the...
There are mates from... They're just an Australian band now defunct to the band Graveyard.
Oh.
That's all right.
But resurrecting in the form of another band called MT Live.
Right. That's what happens, isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you been through a lot of thing where you've split up and got back together
this
again?
This is all of our, except for Jeremy, who's played in heaps of awesome bands. But this is all of our first band.
Real deal.
Yeah, first band that...
How nice.
First love.
High school sweetheart.
That's what makes me think of childhood sweethearts. Well, I think it's very nice.
Oh, thanks.
Great.
Good for you.
That's what we're going for. We're going for nice, yeah.
Would you like to play a tune for us?
Yeah, all right.
I'd like that a lot. All right, on KX93.5, when you're ready, guys, Cloud Control, we're very proud to have you.
Okay, Dojo Rising. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I could beat myself down. You don't need to bother. If I didn't mind the distance, it would probably make me stronger. Give it to me easy. Give it to me hard. Just wanna get lit, yeah. Then I'm gonna break your heart. Should've probably told you from the start. But I'm lazy, yeah. And I don't want anything, yeah.
yeah. And I don't want anything, yeah. All right. One, two, three, four. I could talk to your boss. Let's talk about logistics. That would make me feel so good. Give it to me easy. Give it to me hard. Just wanna get lit. Yeah. Then I'm gonna break your heart. Should've probably told you from. But I'm lazy, yeah, and I don't want anything, yeah, and I don't want anything, yeah, and I don't want anything, and I don't want anything. Give it to me hard. Get lit, yeah. Give it to me easy. Give it to me hard. And I don't want,
so awesome. Thank you so much. I hate doing the clapping thing because it sounds like yeah. It sounds like there's just like one person, but everybody outside was grooving too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. That's a track's called Dojo Rising, right?
Correct.
From the latest album from Cloud Control here on KX93.5. Absolutely brilliant stuff. Totally great. Wow. See, you've entered a few competitions in your time.
Yeah, haven't we all?
No. I'm opposed to it.
Haven't
on principle.
We?
No, because I'm scared that I'm going to... I don't even do karaoke. I'm scared to lose.
What a British mentality.
Is that what that is?
That is.
Is it British?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, because if I lose,
the
then
opposite
that...
to the American mentality. Because they're like... about like trying. And failing is a good thing. Because it just means you can try again.
Killed.
It's all right, we're not Americans.
No, but you're right, aren't you? Because what it means is that if I'm scared... There's no... People say that they're scared of success, but they're not. They're scared of failure.
Yeah, it's true.
Right? So, why am I scared of
that's
that? Because it would mean
accent.
That I was just the same as everybody else and not...
Yeah.
And just a scared little boy.
Off to karaoke okay. tonight.
Trying new
no,
things.
No, I'm not ready.
Get back on that surfboard. Get back on it.
I've tried the surfing, I keep falling off. I'm just a big old Barney. They call me a Barney here. Barney.
What does that mean?
It means you're a big fat fool who shouldn't be on a surfboard. British fool. So don't you think it's weird though, like pitching band against band? Don't you think that's an odd thing?
Yeah, we've talked about this.
Yeah. It's not very cool. It's just it shouldn't really go together. But they do.
Yeah.
Are you talking about band comps or like
yeah, just
prize?
Like music and competition and stuff like that. It's just a weird thing, right?
I suppose you need to generate interest in music somehow. I think a competition is an excuse to make a whole bunch of publicity about bands and from people in Australia being proud of music, the music community there. So I think in that way it's a really good thing. But then obviously there's problems with pitching band against band because, you know, it often ends in tears.
Who's tears?
The losers.
You wouldn't know about that, would you?
But it is weird though, seriously. It's like, you know, there's so much music that doesn't get recognized properly and then making a competition where there's one winner
out
of like
That's what I'm thinking. But I'm also, I mean, obviously from the fans' point of view, they like to support their band. It's almost like a football mentality.
Exactly. It's like a sports team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the bands themselves, you know, there's enough ego, I think, around musicians without pitching one against the other. And I don't know. It always felt a bit weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I would like to say that I was Orange County Music Award winner 2006. And then I never entered after that, and that's British as well, see? Didn't I? Then went, right, I'm not entering again.
You left on a high.
Yeah, that's right. I ain't losing this one.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Well, I won the best bodyboarding competition, and I was in Year 5.
Really?
There's that. Yeah.
What is bodyboarding?
At Jarvis Pages. Do you
like
remember that?
Like boogie board, you know.
It's right,
like but surfing on your stomach. What do you call it?
You know those foam boards?
Yeah. Oh, it's on a boogie board. It's not
surfing
just.
Surfing that requires less skill. A lot of less skill.
I think there's a lot of bodyboarders out there supremely offended. I'd say that there's mad skill for mad body surfers. But
yeah, it's not less skill.
Yeah.
A different kind of skill.
I think it has an easier skill plateau.
Entrance level
so
is
the
easier.
Entry level is lower than surfing.
All right, play nice.
And when you get to that level,
it doesn't. I mean, it's not.
It still takes.
You don't need
talent.
To balance on anything.
I've done this.
Feet,
I didn't know it was called bodyboarding. I thought it was like I've got a boogie board, and I went out
That's
to one of these.
That's the nerd name for it.
Is it? Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Told you. I never denied it. So I'm in the ocean, like just north of here, and the waves are coming in, and I'm floating around on this thing and flapping around. I've got the fins on, right?
Nice
flippers. As we called them in Britain.
Flippers.
And I'm flipping around there, and a guy came boogie boarding over to me, and he went, "Do you know what you're doing?" And I said, "Well, not really." He said, "You shouldn't be in here." And then a wave came, bang, and that was one of my times when I hurt myself. Anyway, play us another song.
Got a little
would you?
Tear in my eye.
Go on, play us another song. We'd love to hear another one.
This song's called Gold Canary. Canary. Softly, will you lay a curse in my name? Fly away, fly today. As my hands work on the birdcage, you disappear into the air. Fly away, fly today. You slip away as I break it to you softly. Will you lay a curse in my name? Fly away, fly today. As my hands work on the birdcage,
Gold canary,
Cloud Control on KX 93.5. It does not get any better than that. And my day is cannot get any better than this.
Right.
Totally great, man. That is my kind of... That's kind of, Michael, let me just read your names out so that everybody gets it. Alistair Wright.
Yes.
Heidi Leffner.
Lenfer. It's all right.
All right, sorry. Ulrich Lenfer.
Yeah.
You guys must be related on some level.
Yeah.
Jeremy Kelshaw.
That's me. Hello.
Hello, Jeremy.
Hello.
Bashing a guitar case and making it sound like a cajon or one of those sort of drums. Brilliant. Absolutely wonderful stuff. So that's Go Canary from the first album, right?
That's correct.
And what was the first album called again? Bliss Release.
That's it.
Yeah. It was so, that's just so great. Who writes the lyrics?
Al wrote those ones.
Yeah.
What's that song about, Al?
Which one? Go Canary.
Yeah.
Well...
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, I mean, I never really answer it, that question, for that song.
Good for you,
but
quite right.
But it's not like it's really... Yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just like, you know, you're like... It's like, why... I wrote that song because, you know, everyone has a life that happens, and that's a part of my life that I put into a song.
Great. How's we're that? Absolutely none the wiser. Totally perfect.
Oh, I'm good at that, aren't I?
No, it's quite right, too. But it sings good. Go Canary.
Oh, yeah.
It sings great. Listen, what's going to happen in the near future for you lads and lasses?
Oh, man, we're flying back to Australia today.
Are you really?
Yeah, we're playing a few shows, doing a festival or two. Then we're going to the UK and Europe. Then we're coming back to the States, doing Sasquatch Festival, and hopefully some more shows surrounding that.
Well, I just wish you all the luck in the world because you're such a great band and such nice people, and thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having
us. Thank you. Yeah.
It's really been tremendous for me. Thanks so much. And it's so early in the morning. And
it's so early.
And you guys got to go off to the airport now, right?
We got some more. We're doing a session.
We've got one more stop.
We've got to play some more music for some more people. And then, we can fly tonight.
Wow. Spread the love and sunshine around.
Good for you. Well, thank you. Travel well and enjoy. Everybody's looking weirdly at you, Heidi.
Spread
like,
love and sunshine, whatever. All right, Cloud Control.
Thanks for having us.
No, you're very welcome. Thank you so much again. And this is KX93.5. I play another track from the new album. This is a song that we've been playing a lot in rotation on KX93.5. A song called Scar. Again, Cloud Control, brilliant band. And this is KX93.5.